Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The former pastor of a network of Christian house churches in Iran has been told to exchange his faith for his life, according to news reports and human rights groups. We are dismayed over reports that Iranian courts are requiring Youssef Nadahani to recant his Christian faith or face the death penalty for apostasy, wrote U.S. Department of State spokeswoman Victoria Nuland in a recent press statement. Mr. Nadahani was arrested in his home city of Rasht on October 13, 2009, while attempting to register his church after protesting compulsory Islamic religious instruction in Iranian public schools. Christian Solidarity Worldwide, a human rights group, reports that he was originally charged with protesting. However, the charges against the 32-year-old convert to Christianity were later changed to apostasy and evangelizing Muslims. The pastor was verbally sentenced to death in September 2010. On November 13, 2010, he received the same sentence in writing. Noted human rights lawyer Mohammad Ali Dadha appealed the decision to Iran's Supreme Court. Mr. Dadha told AFP News Agency July 3rd that the Supreme Court had annulled the death sentence and sent the case back to lower court in Nadahani's hometown to determine if Nadahani had been Muslim prior to his conversion to Christianity, but had also asked Nadahani to repent. That same day, however, a court in Tehran sentenced Mr. Dadha to 9 years in jail and a 10-year ban on practicing law or teaching at university for actions and propaganda against the Islamic regime. The death sentence for the charge of apostasy is not codified in Iranian law. If carried out, it would be the first execution for apostasy in Iran since 1990. He is just one of thousands who face persecution for their religious beliefs in Iran, including seven leaders of the Baha'i community whose imprisonment was increased to 20 years for practicing their faith, and hundreds of Sufis who have been flogged in public because of their beliefs, wrote Ms. Nuland. We join the international community in continuing to call on the Iranian government to respect the fundamental rights of all its citizens and uphold its international commitments to protect them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.